What goes in and comes out of your mouth is your own responsibility.
I don't care.
Eat that.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Good
rule for one forever when you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, which is a great show, which kind of, I made like a professional air. I had like a mouthful of cherry sours. Hold on. Okay, for real, for fun, forever, when you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, with the free TuneIn radio app, and then also live streaming on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlando Radio. There's like all kinds of ways to listen. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 379. I'm going around cast and crew, people here with me today. The ever-talented and magnificent Lady Barry Matthews, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Back with us again is Cody.
Hey, how are you?
We don't have like a nickname or like a we don't have like a zany radio name for you yet,
man.
Can we
call Powder?
Dollar Menu Daddy Issues.
Welcome to my life from age 27 to 28. And then Bobby the homosexual. How you doing, man?
Yeah, how are you?
He's here, man. He's here. He's doing well. Make sure you hit us up online, gayradioshow.com. And if you want to hit us up on Twitter...
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. And you can do hashtag Gay Radio Show. During the show, you can comment during the live stream. Do all kinds of good stuff. Give the show, give the radio show a call. Yes, it is. Give the radio.
Now it is.
Yeah, you're not on your mic. Give the show a call. 407-646-2915. If you want to.
Are you trying to talk with your eye or something?
No. I have a serious issue with my eyelashes sticking together, so if I hold them apart long enough, like, it doesn't bother
me for
a while.
You're holding your eyelid up, not your
eye. I know, because they, in the corner right here, they're getting so long that they just, like, they, like, tie themselves in a knot because they're like, ooh, other eyelash, I love you so much. Like,
Bobby, I'll allow you, I'll allow you to do the show with your eyes closed. You just have to keep your, like, your head propped up at appropriate mic level.
I might fall asleep.
I'm not saying that's a good thing or
twitching.
A bad thing.
Ah, my life! I hate twitching eyes.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can do. And they said it was because I have low iron and I ate broccoli. And everyone knows how much I love broccoli. I ate two things of broccoli and still it twitches away.
Bobby, you doing okay, man? How are things in your personal life?
I'm fine.
Everything good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Got an email about you, actually. Lots of people have been messaging and emailing about the show. I don't have the email up in front of me because I can't connect down here, but more or less it said, Dear Justice, you suck. I love Bobby. Why do you interrupt him so much? He's the only reason I listen to the show anymore. So I'm, so I wrote note to self on my notepad, don't interrupt Bobby. So I figured I would just, you know, Bobby's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh,
for what?
I'm the youngest person ever to receive a traffic citation. See, this is my like. Okay,
you need hold on.
From
a radio perspective, you need to kind of like sell the. When I just set you up for that, you could have like told the whole joke and weaved the story and ended with the punchline. You just went ahead and like reached for your wad of spaghetti and just like you like prematurely ejaculated all over the place.
Read your emails. I've got this.
All right,
because this is like you know like when
this isn't your segment, but I want to hear.
No, I know. You know when you first meet a group of people and they're like, "Oh, tell me something interesting about yourself." Well, I like attention, so I would always just be like, oh, I was in the Guinness Book of World Records. And then I would just sit down like, oh, you know, no big deal. I was in the Guinness Book. It's fine. And then they're like, no, like, you have to tell us the story. So I was the youngest person, I was the youngest person ever seen Travis.
Hello?
So hi. So hello. Sorry, I don't know where I went there. I like wandered off into my mindscape. So So I was 23 months old, and I was riding my big wheel.
He's doing a radio show with everybody in his head.
Right. On the wrong side of the road in our apartment complex.
How old were you?
I was 23 months, and I was on my big wheel riding on the wrong side of the road. And this truck was backing
like a three-wheel, like a three-wheel big wheel.
Yeah, that's what a big wheel is.
Okay, well, when I hear big wheel, I think of like the motorized, like little kid four-wheelers. Like
No, that's a four-wheeler.
Like a tricycle. A Fisher-Price tricycle. Like
one. It was and it was all made out of plastic, so it made terrible noises, like going over...
So what do you call the little automated, like, remote control cars for kids, then? Like,
RC
the little
cars.
That's not pertinent to the
story. Don't worry about it. That's something else.
So I'm driving my Bigelow on the wrong side of the road, and this truck was backing out. And the story goes that I raced under the truck, but I prefer to think that I was intelligent from a young age and just, like, scared out of my mind.
Obviously.
So, yeah, obviously. So it's like, road, leg, big wheel, tire. 11 feet later, the guy's like, oh my gosh, I'm dragging an infant.
So how fast was he going?
He was dragging fast. Like, he was drag racing Bob. I don't know. I didn't ask. And in the state of Florida, if you're on anything with wheels, you're liable for reckless driving.
This is true.
So I got a ticket for reckless driving, so I'm the youngest person ever to receive a traffic citation.
And
I was in Weekly World News, and they photoshopped my head onto someone else's body. Which, if you Google traffic citation Bobby DeSormier and Guinness Book World Records, it will show up.
We all can't peak at 23 months, so that's amazing. Way to go.
I didn't peak at 23 months. That is awful. No, it's just how I knew that things were always going to be interesting.
Yeah. And they have been.
Yeah. Never run out of stories.
And he's not here this week. And so, I mean, I've told everyone this. I love when people come in. Alex comes in pretty regularly, but he can't make it in today. And I just gave him kind of a heads up. You know, when you can't be here to defend yourself, it doesn't necessarily change the things I'm going to want to talk about. You would have ripped into him last week. Do you have any idea kind of maybe what did I receive more messages about last week when Alex was telling his 21st birthday story? Something about...
Oh, God.
About what? I don't pay attention when he talks.
And
I still love him, but like...
No, he's... For some reason, and he's good on the air, but he said like. He kept saying like. When he was trying to recount his birthday adventures, he said the word like 50 times. So I got an email that said if he says like one more time, I'm going to get in a car wreck and shove my radio through my forehead. So we had a little show meeting about it. I was like, you know what? Everyone needs to... be aware of how they sound in the air. He never did it before.
All right.
He was nervous. He just got done binge drinking all week. Yeah. Give him a break. A
little bit.
When I first started doing drag, I used to get being made fun of all the time because I said all right a lot when I was on the microphone. So I owned it. And now it's my catchphrase.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
And then, okay, Cody, you know, because I asked this question before we got on the air and you didn't answer me properly. I like having Cody on the show because I think he actually is intelligent and has something to say. Everyone assumes he's on the show because of the way he looks and because of, you know,
it is
my past.
It better be.
But, but no, I've always been very respectful of you. I don't think I haven't, like, tried to twink slay you or, like, openly, like, proposition you.
Twink slay me? Is that, like, where you put, like, a stake in my heart?
Someone's got to keep the murderous horns of twinks at bay.
Hold on.
Help control the twink population. Have your twink slayed or neutered.
That's so gross. But how insulting is it to say you're on the radio because of your looks?
No, I just said that he's not. I just said that he's not on the show because of how he looks, but that everyone assumes that's why he's on the show because of my pre-cancer past.
Well, if he was ugly, would he be here?
He would, because I like his voice and I like the way he talks.
Everyone knows it's not because of my voice because it's shrill and obnoxious.
I know, but it's different than other people's voices, so that makes it unique.
Yeah, but you should never tell someone like, oh, you're too pretty to be on the radio. Because I told that to one of Johnny's guests, or one of his co-hosts, like, back when he first started hosting at Gay Days, and, like, less than a year later, she left to go do TV. I was like, you're really pretty, why are you on the radio? And she's like, I don't know.
Why am I here?
So then she found something else.
I wish somebody would tell me that.
See, now we have to worry about what we look like with this whole live stream thing, so it's great.
I still don't.
Yeah. No.
Still not a care in the world.
Beanie and a Batman tank top that's from the children's section of Ross.
Shut up. You could be wearing a plastic bag and an apple core, you'd still look good.
That was my whole lunch.
I know, that's why I said it.
Three things Justice learned this week. Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. One or two or four.
Wow.
Yeah.
One more try. One more.
Stop throwing food in the station. There's a meeting coming up.
One more.
Stop it. No, don't throw food at me. Can you stop throwing cherry sours at me? Good God.
What'd you learn?
I traveled a lot, did a lot of driving this weekend.
What'd she learn?
She learned that she can drive.
Yeah.
Long distances.
I did. So it was a fun weekend. My adventurous weekend started on Friday. I headed up to the Florida Panhandle and then met up with Country Boy and then went canoeing the next day on the Econfina River. And it was funny how we had just talked in the show about how canoes should be called divorce boats. Remember we talked about?
Yes, I met him.
Shh. What?
Nothing.
What part of your body is running into the table?
The chair.
The part that you want to be.
Stop focusing on me. I don't like this bad attention.
So, you remember we talked about canoes and how it's the ultimate test of teamwork and building. I said they should be called divorce boats because at the end of a river trip, you either learn how to communicate and like canoe with somebody or you're both fighting for it. And so I had a great canoeing trip. My canoeing skills were put to the test. I didn't get to let them, shine as magnificently as I would have liked them to. But the exact same thing happened. We were on the river for about 20 minutes, and we come across a redneck couple. Because up in Econfana, all the women that have to talk like this, like they turn the one syllable words into two.
Nancy Grace.
Pay your bills. Like it's very much like Alabama light. And I talk like that after I've been hanging out with, the Southerners and hanging out with the sassy Southern girls in the South. And it's great. But there was a couple pulled over in the side of the creek screaming at each other. Go! They, gotten in a fight. They weren't canoeing. They threw the paddle. He threw the paddle from the boat into the trees. Then, made his woman, go and get it. Then I found out they were, with our group, which was even more fun. And then we get to the next little spring area. You always park your little canoe at the spring and take a dip, have a sandwich, have a smoke, do whatever. And they had decided to leave their canoe and go and start walking back. You can't do that. We rented these canoes. You have to finish the canoeing trip. So we're cell phoning them. They're coming back. Then they tipped their canoe, lost a phone. That made the day even better. And the whole time I'm just sitting there enjoying the ride in my canoe.
I'm just really concerned by how well you do that accent. It really frightens me. Really frightens me deep down to my very liberal core.
You don't know my roots, Bobby.
Oh, gosh.
Every young gay boy grew up watching Nancy Grace.
No.
No.
No, we didn't.
Oh, just no. Me?
That's maybe
designing women is where we got
an Alaska
from.
Thing.
Come on, style icon Nancy Grace.
No, I was the Rugrats and Oh, that took a second, but I got there eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
And the one thing that kind of threw off, though, with the canoeing trip was I was hanging out with, this country boy that I hang out with whenever I go up to the panhandle. Mm-hmm. And he's very quiet, kind of just the longest time we'd kind of ever really spent together.
That's it. You're literally the definition of hoes in different area codes.
You literally have one
literally
everywhere.
I did not understand that song until just this moment.
We found our new theme song.
I always was oh yeah, hoes in different area codes. That sounds like a lot of fun.
He's
legitimately
he's a very respectable Southern gentleman.
That is a life choice that you've made.
I travel a lot and I work it to my advantage.
Poor word choice of the day. One of your three things?
Or if we're going to simplify it, hoes in different area codes.
He's not a hoe. But he's such a gentleman that when we got in the canoe, he basically said, I'm going to sit in the back because that's where you steer. When you're in a canoe, you steer if you're in the back. And if you're front, you kind of provide the power. And I was content since I didn't know the crick to provide the power and be rowing on the right and the left. And he basically more or less said, take your paddle out of the water. He wanted to canoe me around for 3 hours. And every time I put my paddle in the water, he started kind of complaining and bitching that I was interfering with how he... So it felt odd to just be sitting in the front of the canoe and only paddle when I needed to. I felt like I was being judged by other people they would watch... when they would see my canoe boat, everyone else is doing two oars. I'm sitting there legs up, laying down, relaxing while he's doing all the work.
Tiger Lily. You're the Indian princess from Peter Pan. You just sit in the front of the boat and you just cross your arms and look at where you're going.
But in the Econfana River, I feel very judged by every other redneck male that's sitting over there looking at me doing nothing while another man paddles me around the canoe.
It would literally take only justice to complain about being catered to by and being treated like a lady on a canoe for the first time in your life.
I didn't know what to do.
How sophisticated.
Like a lady. Those guys don't know that you just probably pounded it out. So you're a little bit tired, I'm sure. So, you needed a break. You needed to just sit there, enjoy the sunlight.
Why isn't that camera on you right now?
It's not on me right now.
Exactly. Because then we would see that face of...
Hey, look, it's 4:20. It's time to take our Truvada. Don't forget that, you know, if you want to talk to your doctor, find out about Truvada, find out about PrEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, and you can know yours. Is there something to drink?
If you have hosts in different area codes, then this is recommended for you.
That is a theme song.
I sure hope he's listening. But so then we went on from the Econ Finer River.
I don't think you're a hoe. It just goes with the song.
And then we went on. And then I went on to Pensacola Beach. I met up with some friends from Mobile, Alabama. You know, I try to stay in touch with people because
you had a country weekend, didn't you?
I went to Mobile, Alabama with my friend. Well, my friend's name. Hold on, my friend's name is Bitch Pudding. So they were there, and so
that's a softball team.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hashtag bitch pudding.
Da 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 da.
Why does that get to go on?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I could say it. I just choose not to.
I hate when you dumb things, because then I don't like the radio listeners, of which we have 7. Some that are going to call in. We've increased.
You really got to stop downplaying that, because we're the number one gay radio show and podcast in Florida and
I'm
the
not
Southeast
the one who made that
United
joke.
States.
I'm not the one who made that joke. You, I come
we
in
have the
and you
live
say
streamers.
Five, I say 7.
Okay, can I ask
And my
this?
Mom gets all of her friends to listen to you.
Name one other gay radio show in Central Florida.
No, not in Central Florida. In
Blue
all
Star.
Of Florida.
Name one other one in
Blue
Florida.
Blue Star.
And all of Florida.
Not you, him.
Well, I've been emailed about that, too, but I have to check before we talk. What I did want to say was make sure that you, before I finish telling you about Country Weekend Jamboree, the Return of Innocence.
So you learned that you can drive, you learned that you're Tiger Lily, and you also learned that rednecks like to fight in the woods.
Well, we knew that.
Well, not the one that was pregnant. The one that was pregnant wasn't fighting, but she only smoked a little bit. And she works at the, and they all work at the Department of Corrections, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
What lucrative careers.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Have you ever been up to Pensacola Beach? To those beautiful beaches, the white, because Memorial Day weekend is evidently like gay beach spring break extravaganza. Next weekend is the weekend to go, where it's like everything the light touches is gay.
No, and I'm missing it.
Hopefully
so
they don't
upset.
Arrest everybody. Well, gay people aren't as messy.
You
so
know what? I asked
fine.
That question. I asked you because
gentrification.
They have this whole thing. They have cocks for shots, where if you show, you automatically get a shot. There's just some guy that like hands out shots to anyone. So if you follow the guy around, you'll get to see a lot of this and a lot of that. And I asked the question to my friends that had been there from Mobile, and they go, "Oh, they said, well, no, it's too gay. The cops can't do anything about it. Like it's literally an event, a beach event that's just too gay." That the cops can't even like come near here and do anything because
it's
they
the
just
equivalent
can't.
Of them not working a Beyonce concert
or going to the bathhouse.
Yeah,
no, they actually did work that concert. No one that didn't go through.
You know what? I have a I wouldn't call him a friend. He's someone I met on Grindr. I have someone that I met on Grindr.
Why are you twitching? Why did you twitch when you said that?
Because I deleted Grindr. It's I was trying to. Because
he's having withdrawals. He's having withdrawals. Like oh my god, Grindr.
I can't have Grindr. It's too much to have Grindr. I've enjoyed not being
it's
on
too
Grindr.
Many options are overwhelming.
Wait,
I totally understand.
Then
actually.
Did you set up your later play date?
Which one?
The one at 6:30.
Oh, well, I'm allowed to download Grindr when I travel, but that's
okay.
Just to promote the radio show, and I haven't deleted it since I got back yet.
So
I got back at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But I'm allowed to make one new friend.
No, I just was wondering.
that completely negates the fact that you said you were going to delete Grindr.
This show is really making me sound like a bad person.
You are making you sound like a bad person.
Oh, no. Let's just if we
one,
want to do this.
There's one important question though. Is it Grindr Extra?
No, I delete it. I used to uninstall it every week just so I could get the free stuff for free.
Beware, Orlando Twink, she don't got money. Beware.
Yeah. So you remember how I said that like when Justice was sitting next to my mom, like he was like she had told me that he was looking for a date.
I got bored of watching the Bobby show.
It gets better. So we're at I was at dinner recently, like, and my mom was there, like, cause we have a bunch of mutual friends and stuff like that, and you came up, of course, and
why did I come up?
I don't remember. And
yes, you know.
Oh no, because my mom was like, "Are you still doing that radio show with that horrible Justice?" And then I was like, why is that such a thing for you? And
tell your mom I like her and she's a good human being.
She was like, he was sending videos of his penis while he was sitting next to me. And I was like, what? And I was like, I thought he was just looking for a date. And she's like, he was. And then I saw his penis. He was just sending videos to people.
I have a better question. Like, why is your mom so inappropriately nosy that she's looking all on my phone?
You're sitting next to her.
You have to struggle to look at someone's phone.
My mother is a southern nosy woman, and she will not apologize for that fact.
Okay, as long as she admits that she was nosy and she was looking at my phone.
She did not admit she was nosy, and you are not going to label her that.
So someone that I met...
Inquisitive is the correct term.
We were talking about the Beyonce concert. I know someone that has a conspiracy theory that said that... Do you think Beyonce specifically released her new album Lemonade right before her tour started because she's so narcissistic and like so just like that she doesn't want people in the audience singing all of the songs because she wants new songs. She wants to perform songs and be the only one singing them. And if they're new songs that not everyone's learned yet, the whole audience isn't singing with you.
You have a tour because you released an album. You have a tour because you released an album. That is the reason you have a tour.
But the name and the songs weren't like public knowledge until like a few days before the tour started, right? All right,
and besides that, her first show in Miami, there's actually a video of her like singing a song off of the album and then the audience singing the entire chorus.
Girl, we're debunking.
And the look on her face is just like, oh my God, that's amazing.
We are debunking. We're debunking right now because the second that a Beyonce album is released, everyone in the whole United States gay culture knows every word to every song and why she wears all her outfits.
I haven't heard any of them.
It's downloaded into our brains by osmosis.
We absorb Beyonce songs like Photosynthesis. It replenishes our electrolytes like Gatorade.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Bobby. Patrick from our live feed had said he was sending videos like that the other night at dinner.
Dinner.
Oh my God. Dinner with Patrick.
I can't do that.
Oh, there were the kids from Mobile. Patrick, shut up.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
We also had a question.
So, it's this radio show that's really making you look bad?
Yeah. What's the question?
If a redneck fights in the woods, do you hear it?
Yes.
This is like,
thank you, sis. That was my sister. She said that question.
Do you know what, like, bandwagon I'm surprised Justice hasn't gotten on yet?
Which one?
Say no to slut shaming. Like, that's literally all we sit here and
do. Look at what I just put on Facebook. I actually just posted about that today.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That should, like, if everyone should have a cause, and that should be your cause.
What's bad is that, like, I swear to God, we just lost connectivity for the live feed. Like, it literally just said it disconnected. Like, not because of what we were talking about, but because of on its own. So I have to restart the live stream in a minute here. I said today, 2 hours ago, it's quite clear to me that the reason a lot of gay men slut shame is because of their own insecurities. I'm happy to have overcome any adolescent fears about life, sex, and who I am. Plus, I'm only good at doing a few things, and sex is one of them.
I slut shame you because you sent videos of your penis while sitting next to my mother.
Your mom should not be looking at my phone.
I invited her to dinner with you because I figured that you guys could like talk and have a conversation. Yes, it was. and also because it was Mother's Day.
It was her day,
and she had to look at your wiener.
And weren't y'all there for like hours?
I guess this is
3 hours.
3 hours of looking at your junk.
I guess this is as good a time as any to let everyone know. I try to promote this. I have promoted this in years past, but I haven't recently. It was busy last year. We're up. I love the publication, the Orlando Weekly. And right now, until the end of June, they have their open nomination season. And I think this show is just as good as any. So if you go to OrlandoWeekly.com/vote and go to the category local color, I'm asking you as a favor, if you listen to this radio show, if you check us out, you can put us up for best local podcast, best local radio show. You can choose any of the lovely people on the show for best local radio personality, best local radio show, best local radio station, best local website. And, you know, when you do that, you can put gayradioshow.com. You can put the name of the show, Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. And so, like I said, if you go over to OrlandoWeekly.com/vote, it's basically you can nominate anyone. And, you know, I say if you appreciate the show, it's a way to show that you love and listen to the show. And then if we get, you know, get enough write-in votes to get put for the general election of the best of Orlando.
We need the electorals.
Yeah, well, the Orlando Weekly is a weekly publication that highlights a lot of the great things that Orlando has to offer that are not necessarily tied to just the theme parks and Mickey Mouse, you know, which is a great part of our community and a great part of our city, but there's so much more to it. And so I think that we add local flavor and local color to it. So I'm going to check out, Lady Barry, I'm going to do your segment, and then we're going to do some news, and then I'm going to finish telling you about how I ended up at the Hangout Music Festival in Gulf Shore, Alabama, and how I had an experience with a female that I had not had in 4 years, because it was forced on me.
No, I don't want this story.
And there was video. And there was video of the reaction. There's video of the reaction.
No!
And I need you guys to tell me if I should post the video or not.
You're abusing my imagination already.
It was a friend of mine who basically said, how long has it been since you've seen or whatever? And I told her, and she was like, all right, well, it's time to.
Oh, okay. So,
it's about to.
I thought there were, like, fingers and stuff.
Oh, no, there were.
What is this, like?
No, stop! Stop it! Ah!
What is this, like, leap year?
I put a strawberry condom.
No!
On my fingers.
Just so everyone knows, it's not like that I have a problem with vaginas. It's that I literally imagine everything that people say. So this is just not fun.
See, this is why the video, this is why the reactionary video, I'm kind of conflicted about if I should post it or not. Because my reaction, I thought I would be like, I think I lost a couple of totes mask points here. Because my reaction was basically Bobby's. And it, when it actually came time to do the deed, I was like, I don't wanna, why are you doing this?
It's like a Madame LaQueer moment, like, ew.
Yeah. Well, no, and my hair was, like, all completely, like, music festivaled out, and I was, like, dark at night, and I hadn't combed it, so you could, like, I felt like I looked really, really bald in the video, so I'm kind of, like, ego has me.
Why is there video of this?
Because my buddy said, yo, my girl wants you to do this, and I'm going to film you doing it to film your reaction.
Well, do me a favor. Wait. Don't send that
no,
video.
No, you just got your mask bro points back for that one. My buddy said I need to do this. I just took pre-workout.
And now it's time for money. With Lady Barry.
She educated. Somebody didn't.
She gonna learn you a thing.
What did you learn this week?
I learned about drywall.
Oh, I added your sister on Facebook. I made sure I got your permission before I add. Yeah. Let me know if I should not add any of your family members on Facebook. I should just go and block your mother.
Do not.
My mom's not gonna read your stuff.
Yeah, just don't send that video while sitting next to his mom.
See, Bobby loves his mom so much because his mom validates all the things about him that he likes about himself, but no one else really compliments
him. That's
a
good mother.
That's not true. And one, that's probably the crappiest. And you're so lucky that we're on the radio right now because I'm about to, like, let a stream of expletives just fly out of my mouth.
No, your mother's really nice, actually. It was
generally,
nice to meet her.
Generally, when people meet my mother, they say that the best parts of me come from her, which is when they start complimenting all of the things that I hope people like about me. So I like to introduce people to my mom.
It's self-serving.
And she's a lot of fun. Like, she's just a fun lady. She knows a bunch of stuff. And,
it really is awesome when like, your mom can be, like, your biggest cheerleader. And I think your mom is your biggest cheerleader. And that's awesome. It's beautiful.
She's good.
Everybody should love their mom. Okay, at least all the gay men.
What we learning, Lenny?
We're going to learn about drywall today.
Oh, okay.
All right.
HGTV.
I'm going to make this quick. Drywall was invented in 1910. The reason I'm making this quick is because, I don't know if you saw my post today, but I'm spilling some tea. Yeah. I got some tea. I just want everybody to know drywall is not soundproof. And that you can usually hear right through it.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever been to Southern Nights, but the bathroom in the theater is right next to an office. And if you're in that middle stall, you can hear everything that's going on in that office.
Are we referring to a certain event?
A certain competition that I was a part of.
That reconnected us, that I'm a judge in every year.
Yes.
I was in that office last night.
Because
I was working the door.
Alright, well,
so
you're about to hear some tea.
Okay, go for it.
Now, look, I wasn't going to say anything.
You're allowed to. I don't censor you guys. As long as it doesn't bust the FCC or I think it comes
from
me personally, then I don't censor.
No, it comes from me. I heard some things
What goes in and comes out of your mouth is your own responsibility.
I don't care. I still got a job. Why are you showing your shoulder?
Because I can see my collarbone in the mirror over there, and I was really excited by it for a second.
It's good.
Anyway.
Go on.
Anyway.
All right, so the things that I heard is that Lady Barry's going to be very mad.
Why would you be very mad?
Nope, let me finish. Okay. I heard that comment, and then I heard, we all know that she's done really good, but... And then I heard it cut out, and I was like, oh, what else is happening? Because I'm peeing at this moment when this is happening. In full drag. Right. He's listening intently.
Yeah, because I don't remember this.
And well, you wouldn't know.
I was just assisting. Like, I was just getting the waters and stuff. Okay, good. Thank God.
Get out of here. This was, in other words, I heard things about me in the competition.
Why were they talking about last year's competition?
Oh, no, no. Wait. This was on the night of the finale last year. And you would think this would be after the performances. No, this is before. I pretty much knew I wasn't going to win before I went on stage because of the things that I heard through the wall.
I thought you did very well during the competition. You had a lot of your snatch game was great. You were Aunt Jemima. You killed at the roast, and I thought got to judge there. You made a damn joke about me, and you held nothing back. You were amazing.
I didn't. And the thing is like I'm not holding it against anybody because, obviously, I didn't say anything before now. The thing is like, it was weighing on my mind because, you know, I don't want things to go the same way. I want the person who deserves to win. Mm-hmm. And, like, the person who won last night, I didn't go, but I saw a video. The person who won last night, 92 Era Lords, if you haven't seen the video.
Sickening. Amazing. I was working the door. I've never seen
a drag race queen from RuPaul's Drag Race do anything like she did. As amazing as she did.
Yeah, I need to see the video. I'm familiar with that
Fantastic.
Queen.
Fantastic.
Okay.
The thing is like, I love everybody that was involved. I mean, it's just that one thing. And I held back. I didn't say anything. I was a lady about it. And I'm still going to be a lady about it. It's just that the tea needed to be spread. It needed to be said. Because some things like that happen, people need to realize that if you're going to do things like that, make sure that the people who are involved don't get hurt by it. Because I was really hurt by it.
Has that been a reason? Has that been a contributing factor as to why you haven't been performing as much? Because I thought it was more because of work and the job. Yeah. But you're saying that were there... I mean, because I think it's a shame that you would let anyone other than, you know, if your schedule doesn't permit it, that's one thing. But if anyone is impacting your ability to do something that you like, then
I love it.
Okay, then I want you to keep doing it.
And the thing is like, this is the thing. I would say 60-40. 60% because of my job and my schedule. 40% because of, I was kind of broken down after that last year. And I was pretty much, like, everything was being validated as I was going through the competition. I was told that nobody thought that I was going to make it past the first night. And the reason this came up to me is because the same thing, my good girlfriend, Lana Rave, she was eliminated last night. And everybody was telling her, you're not going to make it past the first night. You're not going to make it past the first night.
I think everyone likes an underdog story, though.
And for sure. But the thing is like,
I think it's how you could interpret. I'm just playing both sides of the fence. Saying that I don't think you would have made it past the first night. To me, I take that as, wow, I'm glad I exceeded your expectations and you didn't know I was capable of. And I surprised you and look how good I did because, you know, everyone loves an underdog.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For me, yeah, that's true. But for
underdog is real.
But for my good girlfriend, she was hearing this before the first night even started.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So, and, like, queens in this town need to learn that if you ain't got nothing nice to say, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
And it gets on my nerves. It's, and that's part of the reason why I'm not in that scene anymore, because people talk so much smack. And, like, if I have something to say about
you... I have people saying, like, untrue things about me all the time, like, besmirching my character. Like, I guarantee you, at some point...
Like us. That's us, girl. At me, girl. That's me. Anyway.
You gonna talk about it like she's
Anytime anyone new comes on the show, and like you said, he's new Orlando. He's like new to Orlando. Guarantee you, within the next 2 weeks, when anyone finds out you've been on the show or that you're on the show,
weeks.
How many people have already pulled you aside you all the crap they think about me?
Or
why are you on that show?
I was walking out of Rollins College getting text messages like, what did you do with Justice? I'm like, oh.
You set a precedence for that, though.
Yeah.
I'm
well aware that before I got cancer and did some self-inventory, I used to be a tremendously huge douchebag, and it's not my responsibility to change everyone's mind about me, nor do I worry about that. So I can I can be true and honest to new people that I meet and maybe help others along the way.
Why did the hand go this way?
Why are you
helping me?
Bobby, I'm...
Stop helping.
This is an intervention.
I'm not helping. I'm doing hand motions for just in general.
Bobby, I have a letter that I would like to read to you.
actually a little disappointed that didn't turn into a sex story.
I really want to go back to what we were talking about right here because I want to talk about, I do want to talk about actually last night because I was working the door last night and I, for the record, that was my first time ever working a Orlando nightlife event. I had the best time of my life, first of all. And I was just doing door, like I was just doing wristbands. Yeah. And I want Lana to know, and I pray that she's listening to this because I walked up to her afterwards because my voice was literally gone because I was cheering for her so loud because I wanted her to stay.
Oh, yeah.
I was super bummed that she didn't get to stay, but she was sickening.
Oh, yeah. And this I loved everything about it.
And, like, between this season...
I love local Orlando drag race drama.
But between this season... And that's the thing, is that it's... It is so powerful how involved the audience got this year. And I live
it's only one night in. It's running for a while.
Yeah. But I live...
It's Monday nights. It's in Southern nights.
As many of you guys... as many of you know, I lived in Port St. Lucie for a while.
Yeah.
And so I watched all the drag scene from afar. And I've been doing drag for about, like, over a year now. But the reason I haven't gotten involved is for the same reasons is because I look on the stage of... Drag Race Live, and I'm like, how in the universe could I produce something like 92 era, like Opulence? Opulence's look was, she had a head on a pike, and this amazing jumpsuit, and this great Adore Delano red wig that was actually brushed out, and Pistol Mercy, the burlesque queen, she was the perfect ponytail, everything about it, every single one of them looked
amazing. I didn't go to it, but it sounds like everyone's bringing their A game from the very first night.
It is beyond A game.
This is not the Orlando Drag Race school for girls.
If this were Mario, they're all on a star right now. They're all invincible and they're rolling with it. So it's...
What's your lady name?
My lady name?
Yeah.
I'm recreating everything now that I'm here, and I think I'm gonna go with
save it. No, we'll have a grand reveal.
Okay.
Don't ever share your name on the air until you've decided on it and it's out there.
No, I already.
It's like don't tell people what you're gonna call your kids until they're born. You know.
Your first one then?
We're not gonna go there.
Totally gonna go there. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Here, look, I'm being a great interviewer. What was your drag name when you first started?
When I first started, what were you actually named? Okay, when I first, I was an old lady on a stage. This was one performance, and this was back when I was like 18. I went by Osteoferocious. I'm not funny enough to keep that going.
Listen, this is why he's on the show. Has nothing to do with what he looks like.
I actually thought that about 15 minutes ago.
He gives great radio.
So anyway, I was on a competition called TDR with Gypsy. Gemini was a judge of that. That's how I met her. And so it was Rita, Rita Bain. I don't know if she's still, she's not as,
she is. She's a stone now.
She's at Savoy now. Yeah, Rita Bain Stone. Rita was a judge on it too, and it was TDR, was Tumblr's Drag Race, and it was online, and that's how I kind of got into the Orlando scene. And I went by Wednesday, and I was fifth place,
like just Wednesday,
the first time, and then I went home third or fourth on All Stars. It was really embarrassing, but what I produced, I was kind of happy about.
Can you say that word for me one more time?
I was happy.
Hold on. Yes. In the interest of time, I don't need you to tell all your stories today.
Yeah, no, because
I want you to come back. There's an open invite for you on the show.
Yeah.
We need to transition into news though.
You think
you're going to perform here in Orlando some? Or?
I hope so. Well, I hope I get involved. But the moral of the story was me talking to Lady Barry and telling her that Lana did phenomenally last night. She did amazing. And it's just such a high competition that somebody has to go home.
This is true.
My lady name was Vibrasia Deluxe.
Gonna clutch my pearls.
All right. Okay, now Alex isn't here, so you're gonna take over some news for us today?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Oh. Okay, so... Adele, is there any problem she can't solve? There's a lovely video going around of two gay fans from Denmark getting engaged at her concert. She invited them both on stage. One of the boys drops to his knee, and everyone freaks out about how lovely the whole thing is. Aww. Adele gives them a little moment to hug. It's all very sweet. Afterwards, she reportedly offered her services on an ongoing basis.
Can you do it? Whenever we do a story about Adele, you have to do it in your best Adele accent. It makes
my best Adele accent. Should I be your surrogate?
Stop. No, stop. You,
I'm not Cockney.
Hello. Hello. No, 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 hello. You're awful. Stop.
Hello.
No, it's hello. It's me. So anyway, she said,
hello.
Should I be your surrogate if you have children? I'd love to have a baby with someone Swedish. Wow, that's specific. Okay. So
Keep going. And you can't stop.
So anyway, the fans are named Martin and Corey, one from Michigan, the other Swiss.
Corey Martin.
I mean, it is really specific.
And they can now trace the origins of their legal family to an Adele concert in Denmark, like some kind of gay musical United Nations.
There you go.
Participating
Just so you know, you don't have to read everything I highlight. Oh. It's your segment.
Well, that's it. Okay. Well, that's the moral of that story. Okay.
Adele wants to
So how do we feel about Adele and her gay revival?
I love pulling stories about Adele because she's always very open, very vocal. She says, I don't care what my boy is going to be, but I'm curious, is he going to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? It's like, he was in me. It's like, I cooked him in my belly. Since that story, I'm a fan of Adele.
Have you ever seen the Graham Norton show? It's this British talk show, and like I love the format because he has like a bunch of guests on at the same time, so you get to see them interacting with each other.
Oh my goodness.
Which was especially good when Justin Bieber was on there acting a fool, and like people were just like, oh god. But so he had Adele on one time, and she's telling this story about how one time she was going out for some milk, and like it was before her album dropped, so like no one knew who she was, but she was just going out in like a poncho, and she had nothing on underneath because she just wanted like a carton of milk, and then she was gonna go home. So she's like walking along and this gust of wind blows up and blows her poncho up over her head. and there was a bus stop full of people. So if you're watching this, hi, that was me. I was just like, yes, I love you. That's amazing.
She's so normal.
She was doing that prank video where she was like, goes into like a store. She goes into Jamba Juice. She's like, yes, I'd like a Jamba Juice.
Next news story.
Okay. How many Americans are gay? Gay? That's the question posed by a new piece in Time magazine about.
Let me check my phone and my little black book.
Oh, okay. Efforts of a coalition. Anyway, so essentially the moral of the story is that
there are 35 people in my phone named Kyle.
Okay.
That's what last names are for.
All right. Anyway, so
you got to get creative. We got to get creative with your phone. Like, there's Kyle, then there's like there's gay Kyle, then there's like there's four Kyles from Pulse, then there's like Kyle ethnicity, then there's like Kyle whatever app you met him on.
Start using the fingers. Kyle, two fingers. Kyle, one. Kyle, fist.
I save their name.
Kyle, don't even go there.
Kyle, never again.
I save their name. I do save people in my phone as don't answer if they. And then if they're extra good, I'll put like a smiley face or like a thumbs up emoji with their name.
I have someone saved in my phone as never again.
His little black book
works like this. Got it. It's electronic. Anyway,
stay out of my notes section of my phone.
So there was there's an old 1 in 10 rule popularized in the 70s that says essentially 10% of all Americans identify as some sort of homosexual.
Not straight.
Yes. And Steinmetz report, please correct me if I'm wrong saying that, he said that we assume that it's 25% now for some reason, but however, it's a more interesting 5%. So it's actually a lot lower than we've thought in the past. However, obviously, this doesn't include like closeted people.
Basically, they're just getting to the story and say there needs to be an accurate accounting of how many people truly represent LGBT.
Do we count discrete people? Like, are we counting them?
Well, it's
like
hard.
The people who don't openly admit to it.
We are in such an age
well,
of
they
like.
Don't claim us.
But we need what are they going to claim us on? Their taxes?
It's like, we want you to come to our birthday party, but we can't come to yours.
No, it's like that. I'm discreet, and I'll put it do one of these.
Well, okay, I used to think, I used to claim that I was discreet on social media, like on Get on Grindr, on Adam Friends. I used to always say that I was discreet because I thought discreet meant if we hook up and boom, snap, clap it, I'm not gonna like tell everybody about it. Like I'll keep it private between us. Like that's what I thought discreet used to mean.
No, discreet means that, like, you know, you're still gonna vote Republican and not tell anyone that you're gay. That's what that means.
So what I'm noticing about this is that we're in such like an age of like sexual and gender revolution, like where it's we're really defining things, where we're really getting down into the research and the science of it, and that's the interesting part. And this actually is a perfect segue into my next article, which leads into kind of like a real life event
that just happened. Radioshow.com.
So, an anti-trans conservative group are vowing to take their target protests to another level. And I know we've, this has been beaten to the absolute ground. However, this is interesting. Their message to LGBT equality groups is sin is not a civil right. Hold on. Faith to Action, a religious right-wing group, recently added a YouTube one-minute video coining the phrase. In this segment, a man follows a young girl into the bathroom and corners her in the stall. Essentially, it's like a sexual like predator thing, of course, because they have no other argument. Followed by a woman's voice saying, no matter how loud it's shouted, sin is not a civil right. Calling evil good will never make it right. And it is fascinating to watch something like this happen, to watch something like this unfold, where it's been, it has been talked about.
I watched another one of the videos this morning, the video of the of a guy running through Target, screaming his, and he actually ran into a transgender individual who kind of like was like, he was like, drag, you're evil, and he's like, I'm transgender, what? Now, like he gets in his face.
I run a social group on Facebook called Gag, and it is.
I do too.
Yeah, it's
yours is
it's
different. Called, different reasons.
God, not another gay group, because we don't need another gay Facebook group, but we are. But we posted a screenshot. We once had a member who recently left, and he posted a status yesterday, literally yesterday at about 11:30 p.m. I was at Southern when it happened. So it said, so I'm not going into huge detail, but I was saved by Christ tonight at a recovery meeting and found a pastor that is going to help me with the struggle of my sexuality. I have not truly been happy living a homosexual life, and this is a proof of my addiction and in my alcohol and drug use. If this bothers anyone or anyone that is not okay with this, delete me off your friends list. This is my first step of many in achieving true happiness. This is not open for argument or discussion. And what was fascinating about this is reading through the comments, there were dozens from he has thousands of gay Facebook friends. There's like 3,000 of us in this group. And he has thousands of us on his friends list. And it was, of course, it went up in flames. And the most interesting comment on it was from this kid who I do not remember his name, and I wouldn't say it anyway, but it said, literally less than 24 hours ago, you were telling me how much you wanted to hold and kiss me, and now I see this. What am I supposed to do? And he replied, he was like, bye, blocked. And I'm like, well, that was the queerest thing you could have possibly said during the response.
He probably snapped when he did it too. Blocked.
Got her. Boop.
Got it.
And it drives me crazy.
He's had his hands posed in like preparation. This is one of the things that you'll find on the show is that because I'm not going to say it's a divisive issue, but because it's such a polarizing issue, because everyone has a different opinion and everyone has a different upbringing and everyone has a different experience with religion. You know, I was in a Pray the Gay Away ministry for two years, you know, and I still look back now and have, you know, finally overcome a lot of the issues that imparted, you know, onto my life, you know, with my own acceptance of myself and my own struggle with accepting sexuality versus spirituality. And, you know, Bobby's got his hands raised. I know he was raised in parochial school. I guess I always try to see about, how, you know, where, what's going on? You're looking at me evil now.
I'm waiting for a break in the conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
He's praying. Because I'm about to rant.
Well, but what, okay. I don't want to tell you what to talk about, but at the same time, like, I just don't ever like one thing to be. I don't know.
I just think there needs to come a point in time when people realize that Jesus said to be nice to people.
Yeah.
That's all Jesus said. That's the entire point of this entire thing. And everyone takes it so seriously and they're just so rude and hateful to everyone else. And that one of the major religions of the world, all it is just be nice and other people and treat them respectably. And I don't understand how science and religion like can't work together. Because when you talk about homosexuals and all of that stuff. You can literally, in psychology, they teach you when you're a child and the foundations of your brain are building, you look at the world around you and you see your social schemas. And like, that's how you interpret like what is normal and what's supposed to go on, which is why it's really hard for people who like grow up in like crappy lives to grow up and actually just be normal and have fun. And one of the things about growing up gay, which is why I'm always so impressed about the time that we live in, is that there were going to be people who grow up in our society mm-hmm. who don't know that it's not normal.
Right.
They're not us. Like, it's...
I saw a story the other day, and it was a mom writing an open letter to another mom at Walmart saying,
yes!
When my little 4-year-old kid had saved up money and was wearing a hair beret and he wanted to buy a Barbie, and I was nervous about that because I didn't want to, and you gave me like the fellow mom nod of approval and like and made it okay for me and for you and your boys to see my boy being himself buying a Barbie doll. And it was mm-hmm. like a little 4-year-old that didn't know anything other than the fact that he was excited about the fact that he got to buy whatever toy
he
wanted.
And he may not even be gay. Right. It just may be
he
a
just,
preference.
He just knew that he wanted that little toy.
I didn't play
toy.
With Barbies when I was little. That's just a stereotype.
Oh, I mean,
just set everyone.
My answer, I guess I used to always respect, and I still do respect, a lot of the things that, I respect a lot of things that Billy Graham has said as a reverend, just because he would try to always keep it to scripture instead of just always trying to come at people and judge them. So mm-hmm. when someone does tell you, hey, you're wrong for doing this, hey, you're gay, you're going to hell, the first thing I combat them with is, you know, do you know John 3:16? It's the most popular verse in the Bible. And it says, you know, that God sent Jesus, and that if you believe in him, you will not perish and have everlasting life. So if you're a believer in Christianity and you believe that that is the verse of salvation, you need to tell me where in that verse it says that there's anything else that takes you away from the grace and the love of God, or that I'm somehow separated from spirituality because I'm gay. There's no caveat. There's no addendum. There's no add-on. There's no unless. There's no but after that verse. There's no extra thing saying that because you say so, or because I'm different than you, or because it doesn't say it clearly in the Bible and we live in different times from when it comes to the biblical interpretation. You know, when you pose it to someone that way, you know, that's how I go into those situations, because
well, they pick and choose what they follow in the Bible as well, because there's a lot of
so
things
you
that
come
we
at
do.
Them. So the way to the logical way is to come at someone in an that's arguing with you, come at them in a way that takes away the power of their argument and say, are you a Christian? They say yes. Do you believe in this verse? Yes. Do you believe in the promise of salvation from the Lord? Yes. If that's their religious belief, then you tell me where there's any deviating from that gives you the right to say that I'm separated from eternal life or anything else because you think that it's wrong.
No,
because you're not. You're not in charge. You didn't read the Bible.
I have to cut you off with that one, actually. I don't know if you saw... I hate to use this as a reference, but I don't know if you saw last week's episode of Game of Thrones. I'm not going to post any spoilers, or I'm not going to say anything like that, but there was a part where Varys is talking to a religious fanatic, and he's essentially saying to her that you can never justify anything to a fanatic because that is what they are. They are a fanatic.
True.
So, and that is the problem that we're seeing right now, is that people are becoming fanatical because they are desperate, because they are grabbing at anything that they can possibly
and I think,
get right
and
now.
I, and I've said this for a while now. You can pull up the archives. I said this over a year ago, that I said I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we're in a time now where people feel as if, you know, they do feel that they're being threatened, and they're becoming more aggressive, and they're getting more angry, and they're getting more outspoken, and they want that click, click, click. So they're videoing it. They're willing to go to extreme measures to be the next headline, to be the next viral sensation. Okay. And it's an election year as well. I mean, we're getting to that point.
That's what I do. It's, but like,
I just don't want to rant about it every show is my thing. We have four other things we can't talk about. I just don't want to rant about the same stuff every show, because we could, because of how important of an issue it is. We could talk and rant about it every single show, but then we'll become a one note Johnny.
I know,
and we're better. And the reason I fight against that whole one note Johnny thing is because we are gay people, or straight people, or transgender people, or guy or girl. Don't put me in a box because of my sexual orientation. I'm a legally educated, spiritual, you know, gay man that collects comic books and beat cancer. You know, like, don't tell me what I'm supposed to be because of that. Don't limit me to any of those mm-hmm. things because of that. And in the same way, the show is meant to be. So I guess my thing is, yeah, we could rant about it every week. We could pull an infinite number of stories about it every week. But I choose to not be defined by other people's problem. I let other people feel the weight of who you are and let them deal with it. I don't have the time and the energy to devote to defending myself all the time. I used to do that. I cannot be on the defense and justify my existence to everyone just because, you know, and I don't do that with my show either.
Can I, what can I say? Just, there needs to be some, you need to be able to say something about it though. You can't just say, oh, I'm not in that box. And then completely not fight for it.
We do talk about it.
I'm saying, like, in everyday life. And I'm just saying, I don't want other people to think that, you know, you shouldn't fight. There should be a fight because they're fighting and we need to fight back.
Well, the third thing I learned this week was that if I had a mutant power, I would want my mutant power to make my booty instantly clean so there'd be no more, like, preparation. And then if I, like, blinked my eyes twice, it would make your booty instantly clean. That was the third thing I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about if I had a mutant power, that's what I would do. You know? What would your mutant power be?
I actually already have one. I have a strange ability to make grown men cry. Not on purpose. It's uncanny. And I never try. It's like one of those mutant powers like Rogue, where she like touches people and absorbs their powers and doesn't attempt it.
MegaCon like, is this weekend. I'm excited about that.
No, like I'll just be talking to some dude and then like that'll start happening and then I'll start crying. I'm like, but why? Why is it now?
I think I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Outro music's gotta start playing. Cause DJ Leah, how you doing, DJ Leah?
She's so pretty.
She said good.
DJ Leah's amazing. As our outro music starts to play. What a way to end the show. Did everyone get out what they needed to get out? I don't want to feel like I cut you off. Lady Barry, what do you think?
Nothing. I'm just kidding. I had a good time.
Yeah?
I keep fighting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fighting. Always. Always fight good fights.
Or they'll win.
Fight good fights. Always swing first.
This is a good fight.
Yeah. It is, and that's why we're on the air. And make sure you go to, if you want to, OrlandoWeekly.com/vote under local flavor. You can vote for Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour for Best Local Podcast, Best Local Radio Show, WPRK for Best Local Radio Station, GayRadioShow.com for Best Local Website, and, you know, any of us lovely, friendly voices you hear on the air for Best Local Radio Personality. DJ Justice, ladies and gentlemen.
Or Lady Barry.
Cody, what you got going on this week?
I know for a fact next Monday I'll be at Orlando's Drag Race Live.
I'm going to have to go check it out just because of if I miss this much after 1 week, good lord.
And in the quote of a great philosopher, I'll see you at the Dell. And tonight I'll be at Twisted Tuesday. I'm going to just watch. And then Thursday is Axel's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you out and about. I'll be out tonight and tomorrow night. It just depends on if Trade leaves on time, so we're good.
Ooh. Bring Tracy on a schedule.
Bobby, what do you got going on this week, man?
It's coming up on Hell Week, so I have Memorial Days and then Gay Days.
Oh, the High Holy Days are next week.
Yep, Bartender Christmas.
Oh, Lord. Are you here next Tuesday, or do you have to be prepared for that?
I should be here. Okay. It's fine.
Well, hey, everyone, thanks for checking out the video. Today's video live stream was cut into two digestible segments. We had to do two little segments of the live stream. So that's it for today's special edition of Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family. Sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough. I'm Justice, and I love you.
Elephants.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outloud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, no. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour.
Why? Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
it's all food.
Out Loud Orlando ruining lives all across America
on a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
You, I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.